Concode 23 Radio.
Concode 23 Radio.
Le nostre interviste.
Today we are here with Laura Danson. Laura is a senior program manager at Community Partnership for of Great Barrier Reef Foundation in Australia. Laura, thank you to stay with us. Thank you for your availability and for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on the show today. And I'm calling in from Magnetic Island, or otherwise known as Yunbanan, which is a beautiful island on the Great Barrier Reef.
You are lucky. Great. Yes. So just to present it, to talk about the foundation, I'd like to start this interview with you, starting from your claim that you have on your home homepage of your website. Of course, your claim is because wonders should never cease, pioneering solution to the challenges facing coral reef. Why did you choose this statement?
Well, at the Great Barrier Reef Foundation, we believe that future generations should be able to enjoy the natural wonder that is the Great Barrier Reef. You know, there's nothing quite like it. It's been a source of wonder for millions of people over thousands of years. But now a reef is suffering and needs our help. So working alongside traditional owners, the Great Barrier Reef Foundation is helping everyone play their part in protecting and restoring this global icon and helping it to adapt to the impacts of climate change, because wonders should never cease.
What threatens the Great Barrier Reef and why it's necessary to protect it?
Yeah, well, climate change is the biggest threat to the reef and coral reefs around the world. And our planet has lost half of its coral reefs since the 1950s. Warmer water temperatures are causing more frequent and severe mass coral bleaching events. And it's forcing marine species to move to cooler habitats. It's disrupting food supplies and breeding cycles and really threatening entire ecosystems. And then ocean acidification, it's making it more difficult for corals to build skeletons and form reefs, while more frequent and intense weather events like cyclones, flooding, and storms are battering the reefs that remain. And there's also a whole range of local threats around the world, such as poor water quality, crown of thorns starfish outbreaks, unsustainable fishing practices, and coastal development. And our planet needs healthy oceans to survive. And healthy oceans rely on healthy coral reefs. The oceans provide us with necessity resources to survive, such as oxygen, food, and water. And coral reefs are a nursery ground for over a quarter of all marine life, which is absolutely fundamental to ocean biodiversity and health. So reducing global emissions is no longer enough to safeguard coral reefs. We really must accelerate our efforts to protect our ocean habitats, restore the reefs, and help them adapt to the impacts of climate change.
Great. Now, can you tell us the story of foundation and its mission?
Absolutely. Started in 1998, a mass coral bleaching event devastated the Great Barrier Reef, and in response, the foundation was created. And it was created to find and grow the best solutions to protect the world's largest reef. Our mission is creating a better future for coral reefs, and our purpose is to bring together science, traditional owners, community, industry, and government to find and grow conservation and restoration solutions. And then in 2018, the foundation went into a new partnership with the Australian Government's Reef Trust over 6 years. And this partnership resulted in 460 projects with over 640 partners, which are achieving significant measurable improvement in the health of the Great Barrier Reef. And those projects are focused around six key areas that I'll go through. So we are improving water quality, so reducing sediments, pesticides, and dissolved inorganic nitrogen, controlling crown of thorns outbreaks, and these are the starfish that eat corals. Also, reef restoration and adaptation, of course, adapting to a changing climate. Improved reef decision making, monitoring, and reporting. Traditional owner reef protection. So, through a co-design framework, 50 traditional owner groups are continuing to protect their land and sea country. And then community reef protection, which is accelerating the positive impact that our community has for the reef and for people.
And how is the foundation organized?
Well, threats to coral reefs are too complex for one person, one organisation, or one solution to solve. So we've built a collaborative organisation that raises funds, invests in innovative ideas, and designs real-world scalable conservation programs. And we do this by working in very close partnership with our traditional owners, community, scientists, businesses, and governments so that collectively we can deliver impact. And not just in Australia, but in the Pacific as well. We're delivering breakthroughs in marine and terrestrial restoration, paving the way for blue carbon and biodiversity credit markets, improving how we monitor and protect the reef, and harnessing the unique role that our First Nations people and local communities play in conservation.
And how and who finance the foundation?
Well, the foundation has an excellent network of donors, businesses, and philanthropists who all support us. And this ranges from big global brands such as L'Oreal to local brands such as
L'Oreal.
Australia Supermarket Coles. And we're also supported by governments such as the Reef Trust Partnership that I mentioned before.
Okay. So, what are the main program that you finance? So, tell us some stories, please. Of course.
Absolutely. Well, the Great Barrier Reef Foundation has three main programs. So I'll run through them and provide some of my favorite examples. So the first is, just restoring coral reefs. Coral reefs are the beating heart of our oceans. They sustain 1 billion people worldwide. But coral reefs are the most vulnerable ecosystems on the planet. And if ocean temperatures keep rising as predicted, we could lose them in our lifetime. So one of my favorite programs in the coral reef program is restoring reefs through coral IVF. So this is where researchers capture coral eggs and sperm from healthy reefs. They then rear the baby corals in pools or tanks and then deliver them to damaged reefs where they can then attach and grow and help that coral reef ecosystem to survive. And then our second program is protecting coastal habitats. And you've got to remember how massive the Great Barrier Reef is. It's over 2,300 kilometres long, including over 1,000 islands. And along those coastlines, our wetland ecosystems are supporting some of the highest biodiversity on the planet. And they can store carbon up to 50 times more efficiently than our tropical rainforests. But we've lost half of our coastal wetlands since European settlement, and our islands are under increasing pressure from climate change. So, the Great Barrier Reef Foundation has created the largest reef habitat rehabilitation program in the Southern Hemisphere to protect those critical islands. We've built the reef's first seagrass nursery to supply over 1 million seeds to help restore degraded seagrass meadows. And the foundation and our partners have restored the world's largest green turtle nesting site at Rain Island. This is ensuring that an additional 4.6 million baby turtle hatchlings will emerge over the next 10 years. And then our third program is working with traditional owners and communities. Our reef traditional owners have been caring for land and sea country for more than 60,000 years. Using traditional knowledge passed down through ancestral lines for millennia, genuine co-design and co-delivery partnerships with traditional owners and reef communities result in better, stronger, and more enduring outcomes. So the foundation are driving Indigenous innovations, leadership, and collaboration in reef protection, and activating traditional owner-led projects, including things like managing crown of thorns starfish, improving water quality, and outplanting corals. And our reef communities are in themselves a powerful force for driving change. So the community reef protection component is turbocharging the positive impact that community action has for the Great Barrier Reef and for people by improving the engagement of the broader community. And some examples here are community collecting reef citizen science data, assisting coral recovery actions, protecting and restoring coastal habitats, caring for wildlife like marine turtles, taking action on local issues such as marine debris, and of course, taking action on climate change.
The foundation considers tourism a resource or a risk.
We consider the tourism sector as a key partner in the conservation and protection of the reef. You know, our reef is one of the best managed reefs in the world, and only a small portion of it is visited by tourists. But those visitors actually contribute directly to its conservation and management, as the tourism operators play an important role in monitoring the reef and even protecting the health of the reef. And some great examples there is we've partnered with tourism operators to plant out 86,000 coral fragments through our coral nurture program, and delivered 290 million baby corals to the Whitsunday region through the Boats for Corals project.
Great. So, do you have scientific collaboration with other nations, in other parts, for example, in another reef, Belize, if I'm not wrong, I read on your website. It's right? Is it right?
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. And you know, the world's coral reefs are facing the same threats that we do here. So we formed partnerships, as you say, in Belize, but also in Palau and New Caledonia. And that's really helping the local communities and First Nations people there to help build the resilience of their reefs against climate change. And many years ago, as a world's first, the Great Barrier Reef Foundation established a Resilient Reefs Initiative. And this partnership enables global reef managers and frontline communities to co-design tailor-made solutions that improve climate resilience. And we're partnering with those local organizations to implement these solutions with the support of a global network of resilience experts.
So let me try to close with the positive message. So what about the future of reef? What times do we have? What hopes?
Well, it's not too late to protect coral reefs and the marine life that calls them home, but our window to act is closing. This is the critical decade for bold, decisive, and collaborative action. There is hope, and while organisations such as the Great Barrier Reef Foundation are helping corals to adapt to the impacts of climate change, everyone can do their bit, no matter where they live, by reducing their carbon footprint.
Okay. So, Laura, thank you very much for your time, for your availability again, especially for the job that you done in Foundation in Australia for all of us, for the Great Barrier that is the wonderful world, the great resource that we have in the world. So, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Concode 23 Radio.
Concode 23 Radio.
Le nostre interviste.